ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs, finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Bobby Bones on.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
Audible's high-quality production gets you more out of every story. Immerse yourself in the story with star-studded cast, music, and sound design. Discover something unexpected. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com/Bobby Bones.
97.9 WFAX FM Nashville.
Big 98.
Let's go big, y'all.
6.5,
baby.
It don't get much bigger.
And the Big 98.
An iHeart Country station.
Guaranteed human.
Bobby Bone, come on.
And now, the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a girl standing in the middle of the tennis court?
What do you call a girl standing in the middle of the tennis court?
Annette.
Got it. Annette, got it.
That was the Morning Corny.
Bobby Bones.
And now let's play Chase Matthew, Darlin'.
Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you trying to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? Yeah. And if he's just a friend, then tell me why's he always calling? Why's he calling? You can't play me like a fiddle, girl, see that's where you went wrong. There's been rumors around this town and now I know what's going on. You and him, you say you're friends, but we both know damn well. When I ain't around, you're going down, but you ain't by yourself. Oh boy, in a Ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me? Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you try to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? So much on knocking off the leaves. I got my own thoughts on what's going on when I ain't in Tennessee. What he say when the door closed? You can't see if it don't show. You say I'm overthinking just cause I wanna know. Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you trying to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? Darling.
And I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me?
That boy in a Ridgeline. And I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me? Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you trying to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? Yeah.
That boy in a Ridgeline. And I drive a Chevy.
But why's he call you darling? Yeah. Call you darling.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm gonna leave. I just had that one drink, and we've all gotta be up early, boys. We ought to shut her down. Just take it to the house before anybody starts getting crazy. I started walking across the floor before I got to the door. Oh no, somebody just bought a shot of that Patron. Hang on, I just might have to stay. Oh no, look at the time, y'all. What happened to coats on? Long gone. I should be halfway home. Shooting Bacardi. I got my boys with me, but we're just blowing on steam, not looking to pick up anybody. So I was gonna walk on by. You turned around and relocked eyes. Oh no, do you hear that song? The one that just came on. Come on, DJ, what you trying to do? Little jeans you painted on.
So we did a segment where Eddie got really mad at his kids because they didn't say thank you when someone opened the door for them. And you saw it. And so some listeners want to jump in here. Would you please play a voicemail?
I want to say, Eddie, shout out to you for holding your boy's feet to the fire about not saying thank you to the officer. Didn't matter who opened the door for your entire family. I would be so embarrassed because they're old enough. They all know better. And I don't blame you for making them do chores. We need more parents like you. Way to go, Eddie.
I love that.
Okay.
I love that because, you know, like, it just made me feel like they feel so entitled. They don't say thank you for someone to hold the door. Like, what are you, royalty? Get out of here.
Did you say that to them?
No, I didn't say
that. What are you, royalty?
Get out of here.
All right, next one.
Good morning, studio. This is Steve from Louisiana. Eddie, I 120% agree with you with people. You hold the door open for you, don't tell you thank you, whatever. If I don't get a thank you from someone, whether it's a guy, girl, kid, whatever, it doesn't matter. If they don't tell me thank you, I just say you're welcome. And most of the time they say, oh, thank you. But I 100% agree with you. Thank y'all. Y'all have a great time. I love the show.
No parent shaming there.
I love it.
So appreciate all those calls. Anytime, guys, 877-77-BOBBY. Calls, voicemails, right there.
Coming up on the Bobby Bones Show.
I don't think I baby Amy. The guys do. We'll talk about that. If there's any preferential treatment, we'll see if they have any examples next.
It's a Bobby Bones Show live performance. Old Dominion. I was on a boat that day.
I remember it like it was yesterday, because it was. I was letting the sun and the rum just do what it does. I threw my phone in the water, little push off the dock. She was packing her bags, I was popping on top. And she gone for the summer, gone for the night, gone for the weekend or the rest of my life. Is she laughing, was she crying as she walked away? I can't say. I was on a boat that day, the river was rolling. I was getting my boat on, she was telling me so long. I was already so long gone.
To hear the full interview and more live performances,
check out the Bobby Bones Show podcast at BobbyBones.com, on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Audible's high-quality production gets you more out of every story. Immerse yourself in the story with star-studded cast, music, and sound design. Discover something unexpected. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com/BobbyBones.
Back-to-school season is here. And Dollar General has everything you need to start the year strong. While you're stocking up on notebooks, pencils, and crayons, don't forget to grab a pair of bright yellow sunglasses from the Yellow Glasses Project for just $2. Every purchase makes a difference, with 100% of proceeds supporting teachers, classrooms, and literacy initiatives nationwide. Stop by Dollar General today, stock up on essentials, and shine bright with the Yellow Glasses Project. The Yellow Glasses Project is a program of the Dollar General Literacy Foundation.
Instagram teen accounts have automatic protections on by default. Built-in content settings for the content teens can see. Contact limits for who can contact them and time management tools like daily time limits and sleep mode. Teens are automatically placed into teen accounts, and teens under 16 will need a parent's permission to change any of these settings to be less strict. Learn more about teen accounts at instagram.com/teen accounts.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
got me all tore up. I know before I said no more, but no more's not enough. It's tough, cause the game that you're playing's ruthless. Not fine every time losing, cause truth is, you're the kind of woman make a man rethink some things. Kinda makes a made of mind stop questioning. Sure, I was through, but one look from you and we ain't through it all. I try to leave and you get to weave and make my run away. Wanna stay all wrapped up in your cobwebs. Play your game and my heart, it's exhausting. Cause you're the kind of woman make a man rethink some things. Kinda makes a made of mind start questioning.
Trip out to your mama's. Thought we were really on to something. Had talks with gold bands and blueprints. Driveways and concrete and shoe prints. We never did anything slow. So what took you so long to tell me goodbye? Why did you hold on like you'd always be mine? Took you so long to tell me goodbye. There's a real short line from the back of your mind to the tip of your tongue. Was it all too hard just to fold your cards and let us be done? Were you thinking it's stalling, softening the blow? I think I deserve to know what took you so long to tell me goodbye. Why did you hold on like you'd always be mine? If you knew it was wrong after all of this time, what took you so long to tell me goodbye? You always knew what you want when you wanted it. Ooh. So why'd you wait so long just to call it quits? Ooh. It's just so unlike you to drag this on. So what took you so long to tell me goodbye? Why did you hold on
tell me goodbye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I think he's funny. He cracks me up sometimes.
Big 98.
Bobby Bones Show.
Eddie thinks that I say something to you that is annoying, and I don't know. And I don't just say it to you, but I say I don't just say it to Amy.
Mostly Amy, and I just don't understand why. I feel like it's a little experiment maybe that you're doing.
What do I say?
You always say like, "Sorry, that's happening to you, Amy. You don't deserve that."
Like you say that a lot.
To you?
Bobby.
That's a good point.
You say that to other people too.
That's what I'm saying.
You've said it to callers. Like they've called in and shared something and you're like, "I'm sorry that happened to you. You didn't deserve that."
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
It's not new.
It's not new at all.
Is it something like your therapist told you to try?
No, my therapist doesn't tell me what to say.
A little bit?
Not that, no.
Well, not a little bit, but some scripts.
No, my therapist and I don't do scripts. We're totally improv in there.
Unscripted.
Yeah, we're total improv.
Or was it something that was said to you by your therapist?
You liked it.
I don't think it was a therapy thing at all. By the way, I have nothing. I love therapy. So this is not me going, no, not therapy. It just wasn't from therapy. I think my wife said that to me a long time ago, and I liked how it felt. And I think I just adopted it because I liked how it felt when it was said to me a couple times because I think she was sorry something happened. And she was like, "You don't deserve that." I was like, "You know what? I don't deserve that. And thank you for being sorry." And I felt and seen. And so I just started saying it when I meant it. I don't say it if I don't mean it.
Wow, Amy, you nailed it.
When did you say it to me recently?
I don't know.
All the time.
All the time. Maybe once a day.
Really?
Go back. Watch
the tape. Because I'm like, what's happened to me? I mean.
Anything.
Amy, if you have a bad dream, he's like, "I'm sorry.
That's not true."
It's like, "Oh, that shouldn't be happening to you."
That's not true. They think I baby you.
I mean, I don't
Do you
know.
Agree?
But now that that's been brought to my attention, I'll be on the lookout for it. And if I feel babied, I'll let you know.
Amy, let me ask you something. Since Bobby tells you that so much, do you feel like telling other people that?
No, that's a script I've actually gotten from a therapist to use. That's why I asked. Like, that was something that we did with our son for a little bit. And it was very helpful.
Well, I don't know where my wife got it, but she would say it to me. I liked how it felt. So I just say it to people. And how they're treating you right now, I'm sorry that's happening to you. You do not deserve that.
Thank you. I did not know that people in this room thought I was being babied.
You really shocked by that?
I mean, I'm thinking about it and I'm trying to come up with an example. If y'all could bring...
I'll start whenever I'll go. Time out being babied. Do you want me to do that?
No, I don't want to give him full autonomy to time out the show at any time because something doesn't go his way.
If we don't want him to be disruptive to a flow we have going on, then how about, is it fair for them to make a quick note?
Yeah, that's what I do at home. I write on Post-it notes.
Just you write what on Post-it notes?
Whatever I'm trying to prove to my wife.
Bobby babied Amy today.
Yeah. Like if I tell her she does this, she's like, "Tell me when." I'm like, "I can't remember now, but next time I'll write it down." And then at the end of the day, I give her 10 Post-it notes.
Oh, I would not like that.
She hates it.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that either.
That's great.
You really do that?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds a little annoying, but it is good to keep a log.
Because I forget. Because she always hits me with a "when then." And I'm like, I can't remember.
Just keep a note on your phone.
Yeah. The Post-it notes are great though, when you deliver the 10.
Do you timestamp them?
Yeah, like 12 o'clock today. You said this.
But also, everybody here needs to be communicated with differently.
But do you feel like you have to baby me?
No.
Oh.
No. Why do you have a weird, like, upturn?
That's the way to not be honest.
Just because they're laughing. No, I don't.
You're trying to be nice.
At times, I feel like I have to baby them way more than you is why I was laughing. I think you are the most, of the three of you, you are by far the most mature and I would say most driven of anyone else here.
But what does that have to do with baby?
What? Like we're talking about work in a professional environment. I don't have to baby her to do anything.
Uh-huh.
I talk with her differently.
Yeah.
But I don't baby her.
I'm trying to understand when you're talking to me differently.
I toddler
maybe
them.
I'm so used to it that it's not sticking out to me. But I would like to know because I don't want to be babied. I don't want to be babied.
You're not babied. You're not. I promise you.
From them, I need examples.
They're idiots.
Well, I'll write it down in a post-it.
Okay. Do it.
I mean, you have said before over the years, I mean, we're talking
everybody's
like 20 years, that sometimes you have to put on like your special Amy gloves. But there are seasons where I have been more sensitive than others.
Yes.
when people die or you're on your period.
Yeah.
Which happens all the time.
Yeah.
But I, about the same with me. It's the same thing. People die, I'm on my period. It's the same thing. But that's where that comes from, Eddie.
Okay, I was wondering.
It was said to me by my wife, and so I liked it, so I say it to other people if I mean it, and only if I mean it.
Got it.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Wouldn't trade this silent for a stone cold $1 million. My green all comes blue collar, and I'm all good with that. This world's been changing, but these folks around here, they ain't been. They all still windshield waving when they slow rolling past. We could live a little higher on a hog, but I don't think that we'd be no better off. Not everybody got that spot out in the 40. Some 10 point, but they shot, hanging like a velvet trophy. Fridays and parking lots outside of somewhere holy. Not everybody likes this kind of life.
How does Nick Offerman feel about people referring to him as his character name, Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec, more than his real name?
I take this as a compliment, sort of just as you put it. If my work was effective enough that they think I'm that guy, then that means my college should be proud.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
It's 9 o'clock, the boys are all over. They talking that talk like they ain't getting older. They wanna go out, get some names and some numbers. Find some tins in a bar with a tab they can cover over. They beg me to go, but I'm staying home. Cause you already know it ain't talking about girls. But I got a woman, yeah, I got a woman. She got a man. It one of a kind. It one in a million. Supernatural high. Got me up to the ceiling. baby, good as you look, without even trying. Turn this house to a home, whatever you want, girl, I'ma provide you. You're all that I need. It's hard to believe that used to be me, just talking about girls. But I got a woman, yeah, I got a woman right here in my hands. They talking about girls, but I got a woman, yeah, I got a woman. But I got a woman, yeah, I got a woman right here in my hands. They talking about girls, but I got a woman, yeah, I got a woman, oh yeah, and she got a man.
Coming up on the Bobby Bones Show.
People loved this game, so if I were to say, give me the last name of the person on TV, Ross...
Geller.
Geller, that's correct. What if Friday Night Lights, Coach...
Taylor.
Oh, yeah, just Coach, does that count?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play that. You know, I've never watched that show.
You should.
Yeah, I know. And so, did they end up moving to, like, Philadelphia or something?
Mm. We can't talk about that.
We're not going to tell you that.
We can't tell you that.
You're trying to get us in trouble?
Don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've never seen the show.
You should watch it.
And it's 100 years old. All right, anyway. We're going to play that game next.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
And she's ready to roll. I got a pocket full of cash, ready to blow. One shot, two steps, about the back door. Then we'll take it on home for a whole lot more. Cause we drank our last drink, danced our last dance. There's a whole lot more than a pretty good chance. We'll be loving till the sun comes up.
my boots off quick enough.
The Bobby Bone Show.
The Bobby Bone Show.
The Bobby Bone Show.
The Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
It's the Bobby Bone Show.
What's Steve Urkel's last name in Family Matters? It's Urkel. I'm just kidding.
Urkel.
Oh, Steve. Oh. Okay, got it. Wow.
Yeah. It's we're going to play this again. Listeners loved this game last time. What's Tim's last name in Home Improvement?
Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But I had to go in my head, Tim the Toolman Taylor. Yeah.
Who's Tim Allen?
The actor.
Oh, got it. Okay. Dang, my brain went Tim Allen.
Yeah. Remember, we did this already. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Last names of characters from television shows. What's Phoebe's last name on Friends?
I'm in.
What's Phoebe's last name on Friends?
Oh, man, it's been fun, guys. Phoebe.
All right.
Yeah.
Get an answer? Lunchbox?
Yeah, Smelly Cat.
Eddie?
Phoebe Buffay.
Amy?
Phoebe Buffay.
Correct. Lunchbox got thrown off the boat as soon as we launched.
Dang, real quick. Yep.
You think that was too hard?
Absolutely.
All right, let's let him stay in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. That was absolutely too hard.
Was it hard?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't watch Friends.
All right. What's Walter's last name on Breaking Bad?
That's easy.
I'm in.
Eddie?
I'm in for the win.
That's Walter White.
Lunchbox?
White.
Amy?
White.
Good. What's Carlton's last name on The Fresh Prince? The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What is Carlton's last name?
I'm in for the win.
All three of you look confused.
Man.
I'm not.
Oh, no, that's the other family. Hold on. Oh, got it.
Five seconds. What is Carlton's last name?
I'm in. I got it.
Lunchbox?
Banks.
Amy?
Banks.
Eddie?
Banks.
Correct. Philip Banks. Carlton Banks.
Hillary Banks.
Yeah. Ashley Banks. What's Don's last name on Mad Men?
I'm in.
This is just a guess. I've heard it somewhere, but I have no idea.
Lunchbox?
Draper?
Correct.
Oh,
Eddie?
Don Draper.
Amy?
Draper.
Have you seen that, Eddie?
No, I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
Would you have known it?
Probably.
Okay.
I just hear that name a lot.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, like people have talked about it.
Yeah. Do they?
Like two people, maybe.
What is Jack's last name on This Is Us?
What is that?
Oh, dang. What? We might all get this wrong.
What is Jack's last name on This Is Us? You guys didn't watch This Is Us?
I did, but I don't.
Okay, you're acting like you've never seen the show.
I've watched like three episodes.
Jack.
I'm in.
I got it. I'm in for the win.
You have it?
Yeah.
Eddie?
I have Jack Dawson.
Amy?
Snyder.
Why do you think it's Snyder?
Just a guess.
Okay, straight guess.
Yep.
Lunchbox?
Pearson.
It's Pearson.
It's Pearson.
Oh, great. The guy you let back in is now winning.
Now everybody's even again.
Okay.
Now if you miss it, you're out. You guys got your free pass.
But okay. We don't get a chance to get out and come back in like he did.
You're doing it right now.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
Just now.
That works. What's Elaine's last name on Seinfeld?
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Dang. I'm in.
Eddie?
Elaine Bennis.
Lunchbox?
Bennis.
Amy?
Smith.
Oh, down goes Amy.
Dang.
Toss her off the boat. What is Corey's last name on Boy Meets World?
I'm in for the win.
Hold on. Oh, wow. Wow. I just got it. I'm in.
Lunchbox?
Matthews.
Eddie?
Corey Matthews.
Wow. Correct.
You know how I got it? By thinking of what the Mr. Feeney called him, Mr. Matthews.
That's good.
Cool. What's Rick's last name in The Walking Dead?
I don't even have a guess.
I'm
in.
Rick.
What's Rick's last name in The Walking Dead?
I'm in for the win.
Eddie?
Ric Flair. I have no idea.
Lunchbox?
Springfield.
Grimes.
Oh.
So
you're both out. So speed round, because I don't have many left.
Okay.
Buzz in with your name if you want to answer it. Here we go. On 30 Rock, what's Jack's last name?
Eddie. Bauer.
No, 24, what you're thinking about.
Lunchbox. Smith.
Incorrect. It's Donaghy. Okay, next one. What is Moira's last name on Spitz Creek?
Lunchbox.
S-C-H-I-T-T.
That's not their last name, is it?
No, incorrect.
What?
Levy.
No, Rose.
Oh, Rose. Yeah, Moira Rose.
All right.
Oh, that was the town.
Yeah.
Gosh, I was like, that's her last name.
You watch that show?
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Did you not ever?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, you'd love it.
It's good.
Dude, you would, yeah.
What is Ted's last name and how?
Lunchbox. Mosby.
Correct. Winner.
Woo! Ted what?
Mosby. He got let back in and he won the whole thing.
Yeah! From what show?
Wow. How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, I thought you were saying Lasso. Dang.
That'd be Lasso, right?
Yeah, that'd be Lasso.
There's our winner, Lunchbox. Big win for Lunchbox.
Ah, just proves everybody deserves a second chance.
It proves charity works.
It does work. Mm-hmm.
Right? You took a little charity.
Oh, I didn't take charity.
You did take charity.
Sure, you took a charity. First. You even said you're out.
I didn't say I was out.
Yeah,
I
mean, so you like charity.
I do like charity. I'm a big fan of charity.
Big fan of charity.
Big fan. Come on,
Bobby Bones. And now let's play High Road from Co Wetzel here on the show.
Well, I can tell that you're mad. And I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting. And once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know. I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone. Have a little too much of something terrible. And I'ma let you cool down. Being honest, yeah, that's what I get. Forget it, I quit. You keep on losing your head about some girl I ain't with. And rumors always turning and yelling and fighting. And once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know.
Kid made a cake. This kid really didn't make many cakes, but he made a cake and it sold for $15,000. I'll tell you why coming up in our segment called Tell Me Something Good.
Chris Stapleton tells Bobby how he gets himself out of writer's block.
I start from a melody. I start from the musical side of things a lot more than I would start from a lyrical side of things anyway. And then I would find words in a melody. I'd start humming nonsense until a word popped out, and all right, well, what does that mean in the context of what this song is? And then you try to form an idea around that.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
DraftKings presents a message on responsible gaming.
If you're gonna play the game, boy,
You gotta learn to play it right.
Whatever your wager, sometimes
you got to know when to hold 'em.
There are no locks or sure things, so
know when to fold 'em.
And if you feel like you're ready for a break,
know when to walk away.
Remember, it's more fun when it's for fun.
When the dealing's done.
Well said, man. Well said. At DraftKings, we believe it's more fun when it's for fun, and we want it to stay that way. We provide customers with helpful tools so they can set budgets, limits, and cool-off periods. And we encourage all customers to use these tools. So play responsibly. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, 21 plus. Age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Thank you for making 97.9 The Big 98 your number one preset on our free iHeartRadio app.
Free never sounded so good.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring your drink, or we're already playing with fire.
said that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you say? Falling all crazy, 'cause just a little kiss and I can never get you out of my mind. So before you go, wreck my whole life. Why don't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save?
Bobby Bones Show live performance.
L. King and Dierks Bentley. Worth a shot.
I'm not ready to give up on us yet. One last hurrah, it might just do the trick. Might be in a bottle, little proof from the past.
Worth a shot, one shot from the top of the shell, maybe two, what the hell, 'cause we've been on the rocks, one shot, maybe all that we got, I don't know about you, but I think it's worth a shot.
To hear the full interview and more live performances,
check out the Bobby Bones Show podcast at bobbybones.com, on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue.
huge stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss and a heart don't forget. Something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. Something like that. Feeling pain, but the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget.
Bobby Ball.
Yeah.
The Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
Come on now.
Bobby Ball.
Silverado that I bought with money that I borrowed, and I can still remember you kissing my lips and backing me up against a fender. Silverado, and it'll drive all night.